Yeah, we're recording. So we're sitting, Philip, Stuart, Tom, myself, Neville, sitting in the bar at the Holiday Inn in Edinburgh. Elizabeth, unfortunately, is not with us because she had an earlier flight and had to leave. And Chris also had to go back. So we've got the core team here. And we've just concluded today another full house, I think, Philip, wasn't it? Sold out?
It certainly was. I'd like to think it was an extremely successful day. The feedback that we've had from people that we've talked to seems fairly positive. And we just saw a real enthusiasm for social media. We saw a big change. We did the first event, as you'll remember, in November in Sunderland. And people were wondering what we were talking about. We always start with the putting it, have you done this, have you done that? Whether you've do you know what a weblog is? What do you know what a podcast is? There's forms of social media. When we did it in Sunderland, not very many hands went up. Today, most of the things we talked about, almost all the hands went up. Whether people were using them, maybe not. A few fewer hands went up at that point. But the audience, the representatives of the PR community in Scotland that we saw, are engaging with those things. It's great to see that level of engagement. Yeah.
No, I think so too. I mean, getting a sense of what people are interested in Scotland. A couple of things I found interesting about it. The questions we had at the end about, you know, the difference between, I mean, the public sector, can I do these things? I've not had that question before. It's a good one that it came up because, you know, the answer is, does it make any difference, really? You still want to communicate. Another thing that I was amazed at the beginning when I asked people who had iPods, I mean, almost every single hand went up. Now, that bucks the trend totally. I mean, they're all iPods too, not any other digital player.
I think you find there were MP3 players, Neville.
it was great, though, that they all...
My hand at mine's a creative zen.
Okay.
Zune launches tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow Zune launches? Okay. So, I mean, you know, it's a good assessment, I think, Philip. You know, the fourth one, we've all got some pressure. I mean, Stuart, what's your...
Well, no, I think the main thing that I took away from it is how enthusiastic people were, and especially after you'd spoken and we were sort of chatting in, and sort of having the coffee break and things, people were actually buzzing with ideas of practical things they could actually take away and do wherever they worked or with their clients. And, you know, quite how quickly some of these things will see the light of day, I'm not as sure, because I think people are buzzing with ideas, but they maybe still feel they do need to learn some more and to get a bit more experience of it. But the enthusiasm of some of the potential that's out there, I think that was the main thing that struck me today.
Yeah, okay. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of knowledge. I think there was a lot of people, when we asked for the show of hands, a lot of people knew what blogs were, a lot of people are reading blogs. I guess what impressed me was there was a pragmatism. People were asking the right questions, you know, is this ready right now for everybody, or is this just aimed at a certain part of the audience or a certain part of internet users? And I think that they're the right questions to be asking. You know, this isn't necessarily the fix-all for everyone. You know, you have to make sure that your audience is ready and that these tools are going to reach out to those people and they're going to use them. And I thought the attendees were asking those questions, you know, as far as, you know, is this ever going to be relevant? Do I ever want to read a blog about, you know, a certain subject that may not be very interesting? So I think they're the right questions to be asked. I think once you start questioning that, that's a good place to start planning where you go from here. You know? So I think that was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
We always have a really good intervention from the audience. When we were in London, we had the example of the person from St. John Ambulance using podcasting. Maybe you wouldn't call it podcasting, but using MP3 files in a really interesting way.
It was podcasting. You could subscribe to them via RSS feeds, everything. Yeah,
that's good. And we had somebody today from Sea Fish Industries called William Ansell. And William's been part of a blog, the Sea Fish blog. They did good PR, Sea Fish. At the captain's blog, which was really interesting, but then he announced to the conference that he's about to launch a codcast, and that was just the best bit of my day.
Yeah,
we started off, and he could see the gorillas in the zoo watching the conference, and then somebody launches a codcast. It's a great,
the interesting
great game,
thing
it?
About William, because I was talking to him just a while back, that he's actually not usual in the sense in that he's in a band part time. He knows all about audio. He's got mixers, he's got the stuff, the equipment. He's dead keen on doing this, And I've told you, let me know when the first Codcast comes out, because that'd be just terrific. But ideas like that, I think, are not exclusive to any organization. He's just a guy with some imagination, and is able to do something about it.
Well, no, the good example is it kind of fitted with the question the person asked about what can the public sector do. Well, the Seafish Authority is the public sector.
Exactly.
And some great things are happening there.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, here we are in Scotland. The feeling is that, one of my feelings too, is that we've seen this reaction in each of the three previous conferences that we've done. So, you know, northeast of England, northwest, south London, here in Scotland, there's nothing radically different. The knowledge is incremented each time we've done this. And now we're doing another one, right, Philip?
We're going to be in London again, hopefully on November the 10th. Doing pretty much, I was going to say pretty much the same thing. The content will be broadly similar, but what really struck me, I'm sure it struck the rest of you, is how everything has moved forward.
Yeah.
Even somebody who went in May will probably find something next time, but we'll be doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
More details to follow.
To come. Okay. And the organisation is always, from Nikki and Andy and everyone, has been tremendous. I mean, that's key to this is the organisation. And those guys know how to put an event together, don't they?
Absolutely. And it's a kind of smooth running and the kind of welcome. They're really friendly events, I think, is quite important.
That's them making the coffee.
That's the espresso machine in the background. So, okay. So.
Yeah, I think we're on a journey. I think there's, you know, I've been very impressed with how PR people are embracing these new online tools. I've been very impressed with how they're seeing the opportunities. I'd be surprised at how many PR people are seeing these opportunities. I think that's fantastic. But I think it's a journey. And I think some of the, you know, so it all comes back to the audience. Some sectors, these tools are ready to go now. Some sectors are learning about these tools and looking at the opportunities. I think it's a really exciting time. I think it's a really exciting feedback.
Yeah.
That we're getting from this.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think these conferences provide a great opportunity for people to learn more, and then there's probably an opportunity to move forward from here.
One of the best things about these conferences is opening your email and looking at your blog tomorrow and Thursday, because we know that people will come back with their ideas.
Yeah.
And some people have done exciting things. We've actually got a good track record of people who've listened to what we've been talking about and put those ideas into action.
Yeah.
I love getting emails, feedback, questions. I'm sure you get them as well.
Terrific.
You know, and we do encourage people to talk to us. We're talking about conversations. Well, we actually like the conversations because we like to talk back to people.
So I think...
And for a media release, it's the best podcast on the internet.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that, Tom.
For a media release, is my favourite podcast.
So I think...
Essential listening.
Oh, well,
it's
thanks.
Hefty.
It's good. Yeah, okay. Dan, I hope you heard that. So I think we should get the bar now, don't you?
Yes.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
All right, guys. Thank you all very much.